Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Riffing with Griffin. Thank you for staying with me on the journey. And as usual, guys, I am still looking for a theme song. And I'm so glad you guys are here on the ride as we try to figure out what's best for Riffing with Griffin. But who knows? This just might be the one. So, ladies and gentlemen, take a seat and get comfortable, because Eric Griffin is here and we're going to be riffing, and this just might be the one we want. We're no strangers to podcasts. You know the rules and so do I. A full commitment to telling it like it is. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. Just wanna tell you how I'm feeling. Gonna make you understand. This is Riffin' with Griffin. Riffin' with Griffin. Riffin' with Griffin. Hurt you. Riffin' with Griffin. Never gonna tell a lie. Riffin' with Griffin won't desert you. There it is, y'all. Another ridiculous intro for Riffin' with Griffin. That might be the one, though. We'll see. I've actually gotten some really great ones, and last episode was a good one, Lamont Landers, and we're going to have a good one in the next episode. You'll enjoy that, my special New Year's episode. But today, hello, everybody. Today I want to talk about and address the Kevin Hart issue and internet trolls and sensitivity and how we don't have any more nuance in the world right now. And I think that's what's missing right now, is that, there's no nuance. There's no really looking at a subject and being like, hey, what are all the factors? What's the gray area here? Everything's just so black and white. All right, first, let's address internet trolls, because hey, guess what? I ain't mad at internet trolls. I get what they're doing. I mean, comedians are society trolls. That's what we are. I mean, for comedians to be mad at internet trolls, it's just that there's just no technique. There's no skill when somebody just goes on the internet with like some weird name, Squirrel Rabbit 72, and they just write some bullshit, talk shit without any panache, and it's usually not even funny. It's usually just like some bullshit. I'm just like, okay, get rid of this person. But I ain't mad at them. I'm not hyping them up either. I'm not hyping up trolls. I'm just saying, it's. Put some effort into it. Put some work. That's what comedians do. Comedians, we write material, we go work it out, then we do it on TV, or even when we're doing it in the clubs. If it's like a big show we're doing, we've worked this material out, and now we're trolling society. So I get it. But it's not necessarily the trolls that bother me. It's how we react to the trolls. That, to me, is the main problem. So somebody comes up with something and they're like, oh, this hurt my feelings. And then now all of a sudden we're supposed to crucify the other person. We're supposed to be like, well, that person needs to be removed from society. We take away context. We take away what are the circumstances of why this was said, or where was it said? We forget about all that. We just look at these words and that somebody put out there like, this person said this. And then we just have to take that at face value. I don't subscribe to that. I think that that's what the problem is right there. So how we deal with internet trolls is the problem. So I just want to address this Kevin Hart issue. I thought Kevin Hart handled this great. He had something, he had people call it homophobic in a sense of how he was talking about it. He had this joke about if he saw his son playing with a doll in a dollhouse, he would smash the dollhouse over his head and say, stop that, you being gay. I'm paraphrasing the joke, but so if you read just that, if you hear just that, if you see just that, you're gay, or and you might take offense. But in the whole grand scheme of the context of like, oh, if you hear that, oh, this is a comedian and it was at a comedy show and it was in a context of another story, if it was like also, and it's all on how you interpret it too, because to me, if you're a comedian and you say something like that, you're actually exposing how dumb you are to feel that way. That's why you're saying it. You know, you're saying, I feel this way, and you're being vulnerable and you're putting your thoughts out there like, look, I would feel this way. You know, and this was back in 2011, and then Kevin Hart has addressed it over and over again. He's already addressed it. He apologized for it. Even if I don't even think he needed to apologize for like what you're saying in a comedy routine, you know, but okay. People's feelings get hurt. And then he addressed it. And then now somebody is, you know, doing back research on people's tweets just to like, gotcha. Oh, look what you said in 140 characters, or look what you said here. Look what you did on your special. You said this thing, you insulted a bunch of people. And now we want you to apologize before you get your next job. He already addressed it. He already talked about it ad nauseum. And now he's moved on past it. He's a different person. He doesn't even do jokes like that anymore. And he's just trying to like do his thing. And the Academy's like, look, we want you to apologize or we get somebody else. And Kevin Hart was like, bye, see ya. And I love that. It says, first of all, it says a lot about the Academy Awards. It says a lot, like the Academy Awards needs to slow their roll. They actually think that that's an important thing. It's like a prestigious thing that it used to be when a show was getting a bunch of press, when the show was like, you know, it was getting a lot heavy ratings and everybody was watching it. And we believed, you know, that system of like critics and these people who voting telling us that these movies are the best movies. Now it's different. The world's different. I could care less what critics say. You can go fuck yourself, critics. I'd rather look on, you know, the Rotten Tomato or whatever, and you see the critics, and then you see what people are saying, and then you just go. There's more information out there now. You actually can go, you know, you can tweet about it and be like, yo, what did like 100 people think of this movie? And you can decide based off that stuff. I mean, before, back in the day, you had to trust Siskel and Ebert. You had to trust, like, you know, the one critic from the Los Angeles Times and the one guy from the New York Post and the Washington, you know, and then you would take them on face value. That was their job, to critique and be subjective about something. And you'd be like, okay, I think I trust that guy, so I'm gonna go see the movie. Those days are gone. So therefore, who cares what the Oscars are? Who cares? You know, like, that's basically what's happening right now. And then the awards show itself is just becoming so political. You know, we just got these people. It's just liberal Hollywood elite, man. You know, they just look down on people. They forget that the middle of the country, a lot of these people, for instance, voted for Trump. So you don't think they like movies? So they're going to turn on the movie thing, and then they're going to hear these liberal fucks just, you know, trashing and doing all these political jokes. And then these people are at home like, yeah, I voted for that guy, and they're going to change the channel. Like, so I don't know if that's the platform for that. I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of protest. I talked about it in my special. I'm not a fan of protesting, you know, at award shows. Let's just celebrate the people that are here. You know what I mean? Let's celebrate what they're doing. And there's other time and place to be, you know, why don't they just kneel then too? Like, you know what I mean? So to me, this is showing like Kevin Hart's letting them know, like, yo, I made $40 million from Netflix. Like, I'm fine. You know what I mean? Like, I got a lot of fans. He travels all over the world. He's, you know, he's loved by his fans. He don't need that. It would have been nice feather in his cap, because it's like one of those things where you're like, you know, it's like one of those like notches, like, oh, I did that. But it's not one that you need. So I think that was a mistake of them to ask him to apologize. Like, because my point is this. If they're so worried about what a small faction of society thinks, then why aren't they worried about what millions of middle America think about what people are saying on these award shows? Like, I'm not a fan. I'm not conservative. I'm not conservative, politically conservative. I'm not. I don't want to talk politics, but I'm just saying, there are more people who say voted for Trump, for instance. That's a large population of people. You're not worried about alienating them at your movie award show, but you're worried about some people that trolled Kevin Hart and brought up something that he has already apologized for, already handled, and you want to fire him over that. it baffles the mind. And then something I really thought is interesting is that, you know, just 2-3 years ago, we were hashtagging Oscars too white. Like, this was just a thing. Like, they act like they're on the high road now. You still got some work to do, you know? It was, this is why I don't like protesting, because then it takes away from when things actually win. You know, they had the Oscars too white, and then the next year, the gay black movie wins, Moonlight, right? It's like, coincidence? And that sucks, because Moonlight was a fantastic movie, and, you know, it probably would have won anyway, right? But then because of all that talk, there's a moment of like, I wonder if it won because of that. So it takes away from it. So I don't like that. But anyway, my point is, the Oscars aren't as prestigious as they think they are. And I think that they have misguided about what they're upset about. You know, you still have a community of people that think you're racist. Okay. And so then what you want to do is, you don't want to stick up for the guy that has already apologized for this. Like, you already wanted him to do it, and you want him to do it. Why? Because he's rich and famous, because a lot of people know him. He's really funny. He's really talented, and he's got a huge fan base. Right. And so that same thing is the reason you're going to hold against him now. So then you have this faction of people who, like I said, are going back, looking at tweets and going back and look at the stuff that happened 10 years ago. And they want to judge this guy based off that. And then you and the Oscars want to go, yeah, we agree with them, so we're going to fire you. It's like, damn, it's crazy. And so, like I say, I think Kevin Hart handled it. And if you go to his Instagram, he's got a great video of saying, I'm paraphrasing, like, he just, you know, if I have the thing right here, let me look at it. He said, I've made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars. What else did he say? I sincerely apologize to the LGBT community for my insensitive words. I mean, he said that like before. You know, he said that so long ago, you know, that's what he had before. And so he says, I'm not going to continue to go back and tap into the days of old when I moved on and in a completely different place. And so he's like, nah, he's taking a stand. He's having his own principles. And I agree with him. So my question is this now. So, like, do these 140 characters, like that one basketball player who he won the championship from Villanova, and I think he plays in Utah now. I forgot his name, white boy with red hair. And he, you know, he had some old tweets when he was 14, like using the N-word in quoting a rap song, you know. And then, you know, he just won a championship. And now these people want to go and, let's go find him. So my thing is like, do you really care about the issue? Do you really care about insensitivity? Or is this just about gotcha? Like, do you really care? Like, when trolls come up with things and the whole country just gets behind a subject, they get behind something and they go, oh, is this what we really care about? And then when we stop talking about it, does that subject go away? Does the insensitivity go away? No. So I don't know what they're doing it for. I don't know what their intentions are. So, you know, some kid said something, you know, 10 years ago, or said something when they were 14, and we're going to hold them accountable for the rest of their life. Yes, words have power. You know, words hurt. You know, people say things and, you know, some, like, you can take offense. And sometimes you apologize for that and then we move on. But the way we're doing it now, it's like somebody says something you don't like. And then, you know, you're like, we have to cut their head off. Their career should be over. We have to remove them from society. And then what? What was the point of that? You know, what was the point? I just think that the Oscars should have stepped up and been like, we stand behind Kevin Hart. He's already apologized for this. It's not indicative of who he is right now. And we're fine with it. What they've done is they've given these people power, and they've also they've given credit to this idea that he is this person. And I think that they should have taken a moment and been like, no, this is an overreaction and we're moving on from it. But, you know, especially if they're not going to move on from all the other issues that they have. But anyways, does 140 characters dictate your character? You know, because I'm not even talking about how Twitter is now. People are looking back when it was only 140 characters. I just think that when it comes to comedy, and specifically comedians, you know, comedians push the envelope. You know, we say a lot of inappropriate things. And if someone is hurt by that, okay, let's discuss it. But at the same time as you're saying to me, hey, your words hurt, I would like you to also to acknowledge that, oh, that's not what you meant to do. Oh, you're doing comedy right now. Oh, that was at a comedy club. Oh, that was in the middle of a comedy set. So there's some context and there's some like time and place situation going on right now. You know, if you can acknowledge that too, I think that we'd be in a better place. But like, just to like look at somebody's Twitter and just be like, man, oh, that guy is a bad person because he said something 8 years ago, or even worse, like when you say, oh, that guy said something when he was 16. So now that he's a grown ass man, we have to hold him accountable. Like, that's who he is. What happened to second chances? The problem in our country is that when we give people second chance, we only give people second chances after we've like taken away their first. Like we want to be the cause to take people down and then go, okay, now we're going to grant you a second chance. I mean, I don't get it. We get mad about things. And then like the sensitive intellectuals, they want to give you all these like intellectual reasons, especially when it comes to comedy. They want to be like, well, you don't really know what this really stands for. Okay, obviously, but that's why I'm making a joke about the superficial part of it. If you don't see that, then what are we talking about? You know, that I just like when Kendall Jenner commercial, the Pepsi commercial, she walks up to the soldier and everybody was up in arms about that. To me, I was like, okay, so this hot model is going to bring a Pepsi to a soldier and they're not going to fight. I think, what's wrong with that? Like, hey, it's all perspective. I have my own way of looking at it. I think we should just be like, oh, okay, I see what they were trying to do. Hey, guys, it didn't work, and we move on. No, people want to like, we need to remove Pepsi from, you know, from society because they made this choice. I mean, people make mistakes. It's not even a mistake so much as it's people just make a bad choice, you know, a bad creative choice is really what it is when it comes to the arts. Like a comedian, like just sometimes you just make a bad choice. I mean, I get people tweeting at me all the time about stuff. Some of these tweets are just like, what? Like, there was this heckler at this club, and she, you know, I don't know what, I don't even remember what happened, but just the other day I got like four tweets from this lady, and she's telling me off, you know, Eric Griffin is not funny at all, and he needs to do this. And then she was trying to be sarcastic and whatever. And I read it to myself, and I was like, oh, well, she probably feels great now. She put that out into the ether. You know, she told me off. And so now here I am, you know, here I am, you know, how do I take it? I could be like, well, fuck this bitch. And then like, you know, I go after her. No, I just like, okay, cool. I hope you feel better because I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, you were loud at the club. You were inappropriate. I was making fun of you. It was great for the show. We move on from it, right? But we're not moving on. That's the thing that's happening right now. We just refuse to move on. And when with the internet, kind of like, what do you call it? Documenting everything that we say. Like, everything's documented. Like, we're doing it ourselves. We're keeping it in our Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat database. We're just keeping all this information, our little thoughts, good or bad, that we're leaving them there. And then people can come back and be like, yo, remember when you said this? I almost wish Twitter would do a thing where they delete tweets. You know, like, after 6 months, you know, delete my history and let's move on from there. Because, you know, I'm different now. Boom. I want to clear that out. Because, like, I know I've tweeted some stuff. Like, sometimes Twitter's just like you say, like, whatever. You feeling something. You're like, I can't believe that happened. And you go, boom, 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 boom. And then, like, people are holding you to that. It's one moment. It's like 20 seconds of brain farting, and people are judging your character on it. Now, yes, words have power. Look, if you say something completely egregious, yeah, you should come and be like, yo, I apologize. Sorry about that. I didn't realize you felt that way. Whatever your apology is going to be. And then also, I would like the other person to be like, okay, thank you. And, you know, I understand that you didn't think you were hurting anybody by saying that. I think there should be, that should happen on both sides, you know? And when it doesn't happen, to me, it's like, what was the point of this then? You brought this up because you were hurt, and now you're not hurt anymore, or, you know, we've solved this. Let's show some community now. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, guys. This just really frustrated me, because this is like a thing that we have to deal with comedy. Like, it's so, I mean, I think comics are like a little scared to like try to push the envelope, because now everything's out there. It's so accessible, and people can grab it and like really go over it with a fine tooth comb. Like, oh, you're, yep, there it is. Line 12. It's a vaguely racist comment, so that means you're racist, or it's you said something about gay people, so that means you hate gays, or whatever, how people want to translate whatever they want to translate. So I just think, hey, let's take a step back and just like, let's take a step back and let's talk, let's have a conversation, and let's come to an understanding. Even if it's agree to disagree, let's come to an understanding, you know? But here we go. I mean, I just, like I say, I'm really glad that Kevin Hart made the choice that he made. I think it was cool to be like, yo, I've already apologized for this. If you don't want me to do this anymore, see ya. I mean, it's just funny to me because, like I say, I'll go back to it. Like, the Oscars really thought that they really think that they're so important that people are going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go against what I believe in to do this. When the whole show represents something that I don't even think it's the same as what it once was. So, listen, if you're out there and you want to internet troll, like I get like these comments I get on my YouTube channel, like I get some really stupid fucking comments, you know, I do. I see them, guys. I see them. I'm like, wow, that was really stupid. People live in their own universe. Like one person wrote me, said, because you can do this thing where you could set a premiere. So then like, it'll tell people, hey, this video's coming and when it's coming. Somebody said, oh, you need to stop doing that because I don't want to have to, you know, block you. Block me, motherfucker. Bye. It's like people live in their own universe. Or somebody will write something about, like, one person wrote about, oh, I don't like the camera angle that you're doing. And like, hey, Scorsese, you can go fuck yourself too. You know what I mean? Like, what? Like, who are you coming at me? Like you're like the expert on this shit. Hey, this is what it is, man. This ain't a production. I'm not at a studio. I got a freaking GoPro and a microphone, and I'm just out here spewing my thoughts for you guys. And, you know, we just having a good time doing it. You know, that's why we're doing this. You know, a lot of you are like, you're at work and you need something to listen to, or there's truck drivers listening right now doing God's work out there on the road. Make sure you stay awake. Thank you for listening. And, you know, that's all this is, man. I'm not trying to win an Emmy on this right now. You know, I'm not making any money at this yet. You know, I'm just out here doing it. So maybe, you know, in the future, I'll have a better thing. This is my lamp right here, y'all. I got a lamp right here. I got my floodlights in my living room. I'm standing in a corner. I got just a picture from I'm Dying Up Here. I'm putting up here just to have a little ambiance, you know. And I got people hitting me up like they're like the DP for The Godfather. Like, no, dude. Hey, from me to you, fuck you. That's what I have to say. That's how you make me feel when you come at me about this stuff, you know. All I'm doing is feeding into more. Now it's going to be troll city on the thing. Yeah, cue jokes. But this is what we do. This is what the back and forth is. I get mad about some shit. You guys hear about it. And then you in the comments like, hey, Eric, what's up with your camera angle? That's what's going to be. That to me can be funny. Some of you guys are funny. Like, you know, I have about like how I'm on Stevie Wiebe and Tiger Belly. And then we talk about like how I hate how people recognize me from Tiger Belly or whatever it is. Right. And then I have so many comments now. People are like, oh, man, that's the guy from Tiger Belly. Like, I get it. You're trying to be funny. I get it. I can high five to you. I get it. But some of you, like, you really think you're that important. You're not. Listen, between the two of us of importance, you're watching me. So I don't get why you have to, like, let's just make it what it is. I'm giving this to you and you enjoy it or not enjoy it. But this thing that people have to, like, we have to put in writing. Like, I gotta let this guy know how I feel about him. It's like, okay, if it makes you feel better, cool. But ultimately, whatever, you know? And so let me take time right now to say thank you to all the people that leave good comments, because you guys never get talked about. All we ever talk about are the trolls, right? All you ever hear about is trolls suck and this and that. I want to thank all the people that leave those great comments. Great episode. Love you. Big fan. Love this. And even the people that give constructive criticism, the people that give like those things like, oh, hey, man, I suggest you do this, or I think it would be cool if you did this, and maybe don't do that. I don't listen to those either, but I appreciate the way you coming at me with it. So, you know, all I'm saying is it's okay to have a conversation. It really is. But let's have a proper back and forth. And like, let's calm down on like getting on people and trying to like remove them and ruin their careers because you disagreed with something they said. Kevin Hart also made a good point about like all the energy it took for people to look up these bad tweets and look up these things about him. They should have used the same energy to look up how he already apologized, how he already dealt with the issue years ago. You know, look up that stuff too. So I don't know, man. I mean, this is just the world we live in now where, you know, we're going to overreact and then we're going to forget about it. You know, it's funny, like if you look back at the Kavanaugh issue, this was so big at the time. You know, it was like sexual harassment, consent was a big issue. And it was a lot of believe the accuser. That was a big sentiment. Believe the accuser. And that was sweeping the nation. Well, what happened to that? Well, partly what I think happened to that is two of the women that accused him have come out and said they were lying. So then that puts a damper on the movement. But I still don't understand why they're still not talking about it. The guy's on the Supreme Court and like all this big flood of news and tweets and all this like awareness has seemed to just dissipate it and gone away. Just because he's on the Supreme Court doesn't mean that the issue should go away. But I'm not a believe the accuser guy. I'm a take the accuser very serious, investigate what's going on as best you can, and then come to a consensus, you know, agreement. And sometimes there's no solution because the problem with like sexual harassment, for instance, it's such a private crime. That's what sucks about it. You know, it's like because people, you know, they're not like sexually harassing like on Instagram, like, yo, this is me touching some titties. You know, people just don't do that. You know, maybe they should. If they did, then we would be like, got you, you know. But, you know, that's another example of that. It's like that's another example of like we jump on the issue. It spreads through social media. The social justice warriors try to change the world over Instagram and Twitter. And then when they don't get their way, they either move on from that subject and forget about it, or, you know, some drastic thing happens, you know. So, and in that situation, it's like what happened with, you know, Dr. Ford and Kavanaugh and all that. Is that still something going on there? I just don't see it in the mainstream media anymore. I hope that there is still an investigation going on. I hope that this lady can get some justice, you know. But this 400-page report that came out, some of the details from the report are like very damning. Like it's like there's a report that some guy was there saying that she actually could have been mistaken, that it wasn't him. But I don't know if that's true or not. You know, the point is that's something that happened 30 years ago. It's a very layered issue. And then people jumped on that issue to push a different agenda. And then when that agenda didn't get pushed through, now that whole subject has disappeared. And I don't think that it should. In the same way that it's like if you're fighting for gay rights and you're fighting for like so gay people don't feel bullied and whatnot. And when someone like Kevin Hart says something like that and you want to jump on it to be like, yo, we have to make sure, then you continue with it. You know, it's not about tearing him down. It's about like, oh, thankfully Glad actually said he shouldn't be fired or he shouldn't quit. He should still do it because they already heard the apologies and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, this is how we are right now. We're in a frenzy. We're in like, okay, you know, the internet got us hyped up. So now we got to get rid of him. We got to get rid of him. And good for Kevin Hart for being like, nah, I'm going to get rid of me. I don't need this. Bye. And now everybody's like, so what I'm saying is if the subject is important, then it should still be talked about now. It should still be like, okay, this is why words matter and, you know, be more thoughtful about what you say. And then my pushback on that is just to say, like, let's also remember context. Let's remember subtlety and nuance. Let's remember the gray area that not everything is black and white. And you can't just take things out of context and then and use them to, like, dictate who people are, right? So, yeah, man, I don't know. We just try to communicate with each other. I really think if you're fighting about something or you're fighting with somebody about something you disagree, hear the other person, be heard, listen to the other person. And then you guys, if you still don't agree, fine. But damn, we don't have to just because we disagree, you know, tear down somebody's world or judge someone's character based off one thing, especially just 140 characters on the internet. Now, by the way, there are some people that say some shit that you go, whoa, why would you say that? But I think you know it when you see it. You know what I mean? I think you know it when you see it. You know it when you hear it. You know, and I think that common sense needs to get back into the conversation. Okay. So I don't know that I don't want to keep ranting on about this, but that's that. That's just, you know, that's Riffing with Griffin this week, you know, internet trolls and internet and social justice warriors and Kevin Hart. Good for him, because I'm sure he's going to move on to still continue to have a very beautiful and successful career. But I commend him on making the choice just to pull out, not apologize, not do something that he's already done. Okay, because at some point you have to stick up for yourself. And the Oscars should have stuck up for him. They should have stepped up and said, because they already got enough issues. Or they're alienating a lot of people every year. So fix your own house before you start throwing stones. All right. I think I feel better. I got that all out. Anyways, this is Riffin' with Griffin. And I totally appreciate you guys for listening. Next week is going to be New Year's. My show comes out, I believe, New Year's Eve. Or I don't know, whatever Monday that is. That's going to be a good one. You guys look out for that one. That's going to be a good one. I have some special guests on that one. But you guys are great. And thank you for listening. Please spread the word. Tell friends. You're not going to agree with every episode, and I'm fine with that. You can leave comments down there and let me know. But I do appreciate the people that are sticking around. And thank you very much.